Welcome to Aussie's 1900s. Today's topic is, drum roll please, how did life in Australia change in the 20th century?
Alright, let's get this started.
Hi, my name's Hugh.
And my name is Killian. Today we're going to talk to you about Australian rights in the 20th century.
Killian will talk to you about Indigenous rights and I'll talk to you about voting rights. Women got voting rights early in South Australia and West Australia, but didn't get until 1902 in New South Wales, 93 for Tasmania, 1905 for Queensland, and 1908 for Victoria. But these didn't apply for Aboriginals for some reason. In 1924, voting was made compulsory. In 1973, the voting age was changed from 18 to 21. Aboriginals got the vote right in 1962. But Queensland only let them vote in 1965. Now to Killian for Indigenous Australian rights.
Thanks, Hugh. For centuries, Indigenous Australians were abused, denied for very cruel and disturbing reasons. But that all changed in the 20th century. Indigenous Australians needed their rights, and that happened in the 1960s when Paul Hasselt, who was the Minister of Territories and Menzies government, introduced a new policy of Indigenous Australians. He believed that it would improve their lifestyles. The Indigenous Australians with courage grew and they moved to cities, towns, and although the racism was still there.
The number you have dialed has been changed.
Hi, I'm Tara.
Hi, I'm Kenzie.
And we're here to talk to you about
technology in the 20th century. Let's start with a few inventions that were invented in the 20th century.
In 1910, the first aeroplane was made in Australia. The aeroplane allowed people to get from one place to another quicker, but only, of course, if you could afford it.
Okay, in 1920 to 1930, the first air conditioner came to Australia.
In 1925, the first vacuum cleaners came to Australia for use.
Technology was around in the 20th century, but it was nowhere near as advanced today. And today, we have more modern designs.
For example, air conditioners today generate more power and make more of a difference.
Thank you. Now, over to Martin and Ollie for Living Style.
Hi, I'm Ollie.
And I'm Martin, and we are here to talk about how living style changed in the 20th century.
In the 20th century, for the working class, it was dangerous. Most of the families could not afford houses, and even if they could, they would have to squeeze into quite a tiny living space. Because in the 20th century, the houses were a bit smaller than they are now. Unless, of course, you can afford a bigger and better house.
Working there was almost no time for anything other than work because the life revolved around the jobs. Many men felt pressured to work because of the popular belief that the men should be the person responsible for supporting the family. Women and children from poor families also had to seek employment because a single wage was often not enough to provide for the whole entire family.
For the working class, poor housing conditions often led to dangerous health conditions. The lack of clean meat meant that infectious diseases such as whooping cough, etc. It was these diseases which were the cause of death for many people, especially young children. Vaccines were introduced.
So, in conclusion, life in the 20th century was a difficult time of lifestyle, whereas nowadays we have enhanced the houses and healthcare that we are very lucky to have in our own lives.
Thank you for tuning in to Aussie's 1900s.